going to talk about Josh Donaldson. There's another team allegedly, reportedly interested in him. Domino and I have a basic theory when it comes to Josh Donaldson. We are also joined by a guy who played in the major leagues for 10-plus years and now operates D-Bat. You see them all over Metro Atlanta. Adam Everett, one-time Houston Astro, one-time Olympian, is here with us at Sports and Social. Good to have you stop by. Thanks.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
You have no idea that you came in when you made the Olympic team, like in 99 or 2000, that you came in studio with us.
Well, you got to remember,
20 years ago.
It was 20 years ago, but it was that whole time. It's a little foggy. It's starting to all starting to come to fruition a little bit.
What's the difference in National Letter of Intent Day for the football guys as opposed to the baseball guys?
You know, I was just thinking about that as I'm standing here, and I'm going, man, this is like a big moment in their lives. It's life altering, life changing. And then I go, well, you look at the last three Heisman winners, and all of them started at the college that, you know, they won the Heisman with the college they didn't start at. So, you know, but I think it's a big day. It's an awesome day for their families, for these kids, you know, hopefully going to where they've always wanted to go and play. But I think it's a little different. I think the signing day's changed a little bit. The commitment day now, as they call it in baseball, is you can commit as early as a sophomore in high school now, as opposed you couldn't commit till your senior year when I was in school. So there's a lot of familiarity. It brings back a lot of good memories, that's for sure.
It was similar for you, though, as well. You transferred from one school to another, did you not?
I did. So I went to North Carolina State, and Ray Tanner was the head coach there. So it was the only Division I school that offered me a scholarship. So my dad said, you're going.
But you were drafted.
But I was drafted. It's the craziest thing. So they all thought I was too small, but they didn't think I was too small to play in major or professional baseball at the time, but I chose to go to college. And then Tanner got offered the job at South Carolina and went, and he asked me to go with him, and I said, sure.
And let's also mention, what did you do this past Monday?
This past Monday, what did I do? Why can't I remember? That's right. No, I actually just graduated from college, so it only took me 20-something years, but I went back 2.5 years ago. I did it all online, and I finished out my degree. So I'm pretty pumped and excited about that. That was something my parents wanted me to do. My wife and kids throughout the whole process, my wife was the one that stayed on me constantly about, hey, you got to check, got to make sure you don't have any assignments due. And I was like, oh, my goodness. I mean, it literally was for 2.5 straight years. I mean, you're talking spring, summer, and fall semesters the whole time. So I was pretty beat after it, but I'm pretty pumped to got it done.
And from South Carolina.
Yeah, not just anywhere. So they really helped me to get back in. I was the first student-athlete to go through their online program to finish. So they were pretty excited to get me through there.
Well, congratulations. Adam Everett is here with us on the fan.
College man.
680 and 93.7 FM. He does have his degree. Josh Donaldson doesn't, but he's not going to need one. Four-year or three-year deal, that's the question. Now the Dodgers are in play. And Domino, they're going to sit back talking about the Braves. They're going to let this play itself out. I've got a feeling that Donaldson is going to give the Braves a chance to match. So let everybody else do the work, and if you're the Braves, you make then the ultimate decision.
I believe there are hometown discounts? I think there's a willingness to say, if you do this, then I'm in. I do think he's going to give them a right of first refusal or acceptance, and I think there's a number that he and his agent, hopefully him more than the agent, because let's not forget who works for whom at that point. But I do think the Braves, he enjoyed it enough here, and I've talked to a couple of guys who said it's business, but if it's close and if it makes sense for him, Adam, you're kind of shaking your head, because the idea that if it's close, you'd like to be in an environment that maybe you know as opposed to one you don't.
Well, I mean, you know, you can look at it a bunch of different ways, but I agree with you 100%. This is not a big market, you know. I think neither was Toronto. I don't think he's that type of guy, meaning does he have the flash? Could he go out there and play and produce? Absolutely, he's a great baseball player. But I think there's not only the familiarity, but there's a comfort level. He comes here, you know, he gets to hit behind Freddie, hits in front of Freddie, doesn't really matter. He's got some protection behind him, and it's not one of those towns going to beat him up and beat him up.
Well, you heard what Rendon said about the Dodgers. Yeah, I just smell the Hollywood lifestyle, and that's not me. Now, we went down the road to Anaheim, but he kind of knew the Dodger thing is not for me.
It's not for everybody. I mean, just like, you know, everybody, you can talk about a guy like Derek Jeter. I mean, great player, right? But he played in the biggest market anywhere in the world, and he was a superstar. There's something to be said for guys that can play in those types of markets because not everybody can.
Adam Everett is here with us. We talked about DBAT. There's a lot of baseball places similar to DBAT, but my son goes there. Chris, I know your daughters with soccer are involved there. What sets DBAT apart from some of these other places?
So I did some research. When I got done playing, I really wanted to you know, you can kind of cliche it and say, hey, I want to do something, not necessarily to give back, but how do we make this different? How do we make this to where it's not just, you know, hey, we just want your money, we want you to come in. We wanted it to be different. We wanted things to change kind of sort of in a sense of, why are we not playing rec baseball anymore? Why is it all travel baseball? From really, should a seven-year-old be playing travel baseball or a six-year-old? I mean, I wanted to get back to the basics of, what are we trying to accomplish here? What do these kids really want to do? We want these kids to play baseball beyond 12 years old, 13 years old, because so many kids are saying, well, I'm just not good enough anymore, or they're saying, hey, I'm burned out. So I wanted a place for guys to go, be comfortable, and enjoy, you know, learning the game and knowing what it's like to be successful whenever they go into their season and compete.
That burnout thing, I've said it on the air. My wife is absolutely sure that my youngest is good. She doesn't have her cleats off enough. Yep. That's the conversation. She just doesn't have her cleats off enough. I hope it's not the case, but I also know that as a parent, there's a reality to that. So how do you either make it fun again? It's hard to be fun. There's a lot of pressure on these kids. You see 100-something kids at a tryout. What's fun about that for a 12-year-old?
I agree. I agree 100%. I think there's so much emphasis on we have to win as opposed to develop. And there's more than one way to develop. There's developing on the field. There's developing off the field. I mean, there's so many things that a coach can say to a kid that can impact them positively or negatively for the rest of their lives. And that's one of the things that we want to do is we want to invest in the kids, and we want to influence them in a positive way as opposed to a negative way.
Why is this East Cobb, Marietta? It's like baseball players have fallen out of wombs.
Yeah.
So what has anybody figured out what it is?
I don't know. I mean, you consider where we're at in this small part of Georgia. I mean, relatively speaking to a California or a Texas, and, you know, we have produced some of the best players that have played. I mean, especially they're going off and they're playing at Division I schools or going and playing professionally. I don't know. Maybe there's something in the water, some good genetics down here. I'm not sure, but there's a lot of good players that keep coming out here. It's not just, oh, yeah, they're going to go play here, and then that's going to be the end of their career. They're going to go, and they're being impactful in college and in professional baseball.
Adam Everett here with us. You hit the nail right on the head, I think, when you said there's no reason for 6- or 7-year-olds to be playing travel ball. Is there a line for you when you think a kid is ready? Because the thing I like about DBAT, and this isn't a commercial for DBAT, we pay to go there. The instructors there make it a game within a game. It's fun to do, and you have to keep it fun, I think, for kids, even into their teens, or you're going to lose them.
Yeah, you know, I hear a lot of, well, if I don't go and do this, I'm not going to be able to play next year, or if I'm not on this team, and it's just simply not true. I know when I was coming up, and look, I played a long time professionally. I was very fortunate, grateful, blessed, any way you want to look at it. But the reality is, I didn't start playing travel baseball until I was 13 years old. And I was I played at Oregon Park, and we made the All-Star team and never won a state championship. So we were done by, literally, I think we were done by the end of May. So we had the whole summer. And, you know, you turn 13, you start getting into a little bit more, moved up to Perry Parham, and then by the time I was 14, went to East Cobb. But, you know, there's something to be said for letting your body rest, and we didn't play fall ball, didn't start fall ball until I was 17. So we had time to recover and recoup, and there weren't as many injuries. There weren't as many arms and legs and nagging injuries.
Did you play other sports?
I did. I played football, ish. I wouldn't say I played a lot. I was kind of a small guy, but, yeah, I did. But I tried basketball, and I'm not a big basketball fan simply because I went up, I was in running shoes, came down on somebody's foot, broke my leg, and I was like, you know what, maybe the sport's not for me.
But, that's a sign.
It is a sign. It is a sign.
God telling you.
But you got to remember, though, back in the day, I loved soccer. We'd play on the playground all the time, and it just was non-existent back in the day. Lacrosse was non-existent.
If I would have told you this, Toka, and for those of you who don't know, and I'm telling you, if there are soccer parents out there, if there are baseball parents, you know, DBAT, or maybe someplace similar in your part, your neighborhood or somewhere close to your neighborhood. This Toka, if I would have told you that soccer was going to take off and become, quite honestly, it is a business. Travel soccer is a business. I told my wife, if I ever find out what we're paying for this, I might lose my mind because it's not cheap. But then the idea that lessons and the idea that personalization is happening in that sport every bit as much as any other sport now.
Yeah. No, it's great. And you know what? The one thing I love about our guys with TOCA at our DBAT facilities, our TOCA DBAT facilities, is that they are got to be the most personable guys you'll ever meet. They are not only are they great instructors, but they are great human beings. I mean, they really are. They're a pleasure to talk to. They're energetic. They come ready to work every day.
You don't last in that world because a parent gets the vibe from the kid.
Absolutely.
I know that my daughter enjoys these guys.
Yes, and that's the whole point of that's the culture we wanted to create was a culture of, hey, we're going to come work, but we're going to have a good time at working. You're not going to get beat up. You know what? There's that old saying that it's a marathon, it's not a sprint, right? I mean, if you're ultimately going to be good at something, it takes, 10,000 hours to be an expert or something like that? Well, guess what? If you're 9 years old, and I'd say you might have, maybe 100 hours under your belt? So you've got a long ways to go, and they encourage that as opposed to trying to get them to be a professional after one or two lessons.
I want my kid to be an agent. With what Scott Boras' clients have made so far,
did he push a billion yet?
Nearly 1 billion. Right now he stands. He will go over that. There's a couple of more of his players that
this
still
year.
Need to sign. Right
Is that
now,
good?
Just on contracts this offseason, Adam, $878 million.
Well, you know what? There's something to his negotiating style or skills. It also helps to have the best players in the world.
Yeah, that does
help. Which he does. But he's earned that right to have them and to represent them. I mean, he's done a phenomenal job. I mean, look, either three of us could have gotten Garrett Cole a really good contract. But to get him a contract of over $300 million as a starting pitcher in Major League Baseball is amazing.
Nothing beats the great mystery team in a negotiation.
Yeah.
As long as somebody believes that there's a mystery team that you're competing against.
I'm sure they might have negotiated against themselves a little bit, but that's all part of it, right?
Adam, before we let you go, your thoughts on the Braves going into the season with what they have right now?
Well, I think they're going to be okay. I think their bullpen is tremendous. I think they've done a lot of good things. They've got a lot of young arms in the minor leagues. They've got some good position players. But the thing about that is they're young. It takes a little while to adjust sometimes to the major league level. And will they get that opportunity this year? I'm hoping so. But they probably do need that middle-of-the-order bat. You can see what Donaldson and Marquegas mean to this lineup and how important their experience is. But I think there are guys coming that are going to ultimately step in and do great things for the Braves.
I'm not looking for you to give away any secrets, but people might not know you actually work for the organization. So you've seen a bunch of these young guys, the guys that we're still calling prospects. Hopefully they're either going to pan out here. What I kind of hope is that somebody values them so much, I can actually start trading a few of them.
Yeah, and I think I don't want to speak for Alex, but I know he's got some things working. I'm assuming he does. I mean, he's a very smart guy and a great general manager. He's done great things. The atmosphere that he's created has been tremendous. And you can tell by that just by Snitker and the coaching staff. But more importantly, they have the talent now. They have the talent to either go and make trades if they need to go get that, another frontline starter, say, to go in there with Hamels and Soroka. Or they go out and they say, hey, you know what, we're really going to try and protect Freddie. But maybe they do it in a different way to where they can bring in some of these young and other young pieces to kind of complement and kind of have everything take off and continue to build for the future.
Real quick, I do want to ask, as great as the high school baseball is and the travel baseball is here, football players, basketball players have more of a big man on campus on high schools. They know their names. I don't know how anonymous you are in your high school, even being a guy who was drafted.
Right.
And then when you get drafted, Glavin was the guy who we quote all the time. He said, I got to my first camp and there were eight of me. So certain guys have a chipper. He said it, and then he drove a Corvette, which really put the bigger bullseye on him when you drive into your first camp with a new Corvette. What's it like to actually be, if not a big fish in a really small pond, to go to some of these kids are going to experience it as they walk on campus for the first time?
Oh, absolutely. I was just on campus at South Carolina, and they're doing a $22 million renovation to their 90-plus thousand seat stadium now, the football stadium. And I'm sitting there, and I'm going, holy cow. And I had my daughter with me, so I took her with me and walking around. And I was like, this is what it's all about. And I said, now remember, there's 20-something undergrads, maybe 30-something thousand undergrads at this school. And I said, now imagine coming in as a freshman at 18 years old and getting and thrust into this environment and then expected to go out there and play and perform. And it's like, wow, it's kind of a culture shock. But you know what? It's one of the best experiences I ever had, and I'm so glad I did it. I think these young men, I'm kind of envious in a way because college is great, and they're going to be on one of the biggest stages. Some of these guys, Georgia Tech, Georgia, I've seen some Alabama hats. They're going to be on the biggest stages in all of college football. So I think they've got a lot to look forward to. And you know what? It's all in how you take it. It can either build you and shape your personality, or it can take you the other way, either negative or positive. So. I'm really excited for him.
Well, Adam, we appreciate you stopping by. Congrats on getting your college degree and continued success with DBAT. Have a great Christmas, you and your family.
Well, thank you. Thank you guys for having me, and Merry Christmas.
Adam Everett here with us.